Florida International U Language Police, Never Say You May Kiss the Bride. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 2, 2021. Florida International University, FIU, in Miami, Florida, has released an inclusive language guide, calling on students, faculty, and staff to replace certain words and phrases with more welcoming language. Along with the usual suspects like the term freshman, FIU's language police are careful to note that students and staff should avoid using heteronormative and binary language. In one example, the phrase "you may kiss the bride" has been deemed non-inclusive and should be replaced with "you may kiss each other," according to FIU's language guide. The guide also instructs students and staff to replace the term "man" in words that are exclusive of gender and serves no purpose. For example, the words freshman, man-made, manhole, manpower, and mankind should be replaced with first year, artificial, human-caused, sewer cover, workforce, and humanity. The FIU community is also instructed to use terms that include all genders, not just men or just women, insinuating that more than two genders exist. In the list of examples, the university suggests replacing words like chairwoman and chairman with chairperson, and replacing businessman and businesswoman with businessperson, among other suggestions. The inclusive language guide also instructs students not to call people fag, faggot, dyke, homo, sodomite, deviant, or perverted. The guide adds that words like homosexuals should be replaced with gay people, and breeders should be replaced with straight people. In order to avoid negating people's existence and relationships, FIU advises students and staff to cease using heteronormative and binary language. For example, instead of saying husband or wife, the guide suggests partner or spouse. And instead of using girlfriend or boyfriend, the FIU community is advised to use significant other or lover. The guide also urges the campus community to be conscious of the history behind certain terms related to mental health, because people were once institutionalized against their will. Do not inappropriately use mental diagnoses to describe a mood or appreciation, the guide instructs readers. Therefore, saying that person or behavior or thing is crazy, nuts, insane, deranged, demented should be replaced with "that person or behavior or thing is surprising to me." Instead of calling someone a lunatic, maniac, or psycho, students are encouraged to say they are behaving in an unexpected way or in a way that frightens, frustrates, confuses me. Florida International University is not the only school to be burdening its campus community with bizarre and demanding language guides. At Pennsylvania State University, Penn State, the Faculty Senate recently voted to ban male-centric terms like freshman and senior, and replace them with first year and fourth year, in order to be more inclusive. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.